Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Once upon a time, the seasons danced in a harmonious cycle, a symphony of life that kept time with the Earth's heartbeat. Now they stagger out of tune, limping along to the erratic beat of a weathered and weary world. In meteorological memories, recollections of a weathered past, debris-strewn streets where children once played echo, not with laughter, but with the howling winds of change. It is a relentless reminder of what once was, a tutorial of the Earth's wrath, cloaked in the remnants of a shattered atmosphere. The Age of Storms came unbidden, born from the hubris of humankind and fed by an insatiable thirst for progress. These tempests bear names we dare not speak aloud, for fear of invoking their fury once more. The storms became our new lore, shared in whispers between survivors huddled in shelters that swayed precariously under the assault of unrelenting rains and fearsome gales. Describing the halcyon days of seasons past is a bitter yet essential act. Remember the crispness of autumn air? One might ask, barely heard over the drone of ever-present dust devils that scour the landscapes. The answers come fraught with nostalgia, painted in hues of orange and red that are no longer present in nature, only in the memory of those old enough to recall. These tales are laden with loss, a lament for the chestnut leaves that once played tag with the wind, now replaced by the incessant pitter-patter of acid rain that leaves nothing unmarked in its descent. The great thaw that undid the alpine majesty was not witnessed by all, but its effects are inescapable. Alpine slopes, stripped of their snowy mantles, now weep with the meltwater of glaciers, tears for a planet that fevered beyond recovery. The poles stand no longer as remote bastions of icy solitude, but as beacons of despair, mirroring the melt into rising seas that creep steadily toward our doorsteps, uninvited and relentless. One simply cannot discuss weathered memories without harking back to the great drying. Rivers, once vibrant veins of life, lie comatose, their beds cracked and dry, as if the planet itself split open, pleading for a salvation that never came. Skeletal trees stand as silent witnesses to the days when rain was a blessing, not a harbinger of destruction. And as if to scoff at the loss, the sun beats down with a cruelty that withers all hope of reprieve. Yet within these cataclysmic shifts, humanity finds itself cleaving to the fragments of weathered recollections amidst their survival. The broken promise of seasons turned into yearnings for the faintest breeze of stability. Perhaps it is in the debris of hope where one can unearth the depth of our denial and the true cost of our environmental apathy. The article concludes not with answers, for there are none to give, but with an elegy, a silent prayer that whispers through the desolation, a call to remember, and a stark warning never to forget the harmony we once dismissed. The power that storms once held as natural phenomena has been usurped by the chaotic scars we've inscribed upon the sky, an inheritance of calamity from which there can be no escape, only the somber recollection of a weathered past that can no longer be,